following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug taking a little quality time off. Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langan here with you on this. It's kind of a strange week because it feels like a Friday, very much so, because tomorrow, being the 4th of July, we will not have a Doug and Daddy Show. And probably a lot of folks will be having that extended weekend. Doug's already getting a jump start. And so we're glad you could join us here today. Paul Plinsky from UNK, the athletic director, will be joining us here in just a little bit. And, you know, this is really kind of that midway point of the summer almost, Jim. I mean, back when I was teaching, 4th of July was always a nice day and a bad day because it meant half of your summer vacation was over on the 4th of July.
Yeah, when I was teaching, I think Memorial Day was my favorite holiday. You know, I really enjoyed Memorial Day. Hey, it's just kind of starting, you know, and then the 4th of July. Now, Labor Day, it's really sad. I look forward to Labor Day because I was almost exhausted. You know, after 2 weeks, and you think, hey, we finally got a Monday off. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, yeah, it's 2 weeks down, you know, two down and 34 to go. And I'm still looking forward to Labor Day.
So. And the nice thing about Labor Day is you get that weekend off, and it's going to be filled with football. I mean, we're not that far away. I mean, wrap your mind around this. I mentioned it yesterday that in the month of August, colleges and high schools will be playing football games that matter. Not just that preseason stuff the NFL has. They'll be playing real legitimate games. Next month, wrap your mind around that.
Yeah, that is interesting. I guess we're right there. You know that football's kind of the way it is in the United States. When it's amazing. You know, they're talking about these TV ratings on soccer, and they're talking about Major League Baseball and TV ratings. You know, you'll have a bowl game December 21st between two teams that are 6-6, and the TV ratings are high. It's amazing. So
yeah
people in the United States do love the football.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And since you kind of led us in that direction in terms of people being fans and stuff, that brings us to our Midtown Mart cooler question. We'll just get that right away. The Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. Our question yesterday was, which new Big Ten team is the better addition, Maryland or Rutgers? Pretty close vote on that. Jim, what do you think? Maryland or Rutgers? Who's a better addition to the Big Ten?
Oh, I guess I really don't have an opinion on that. I mean, I think Maryland, you know, when you look back on some NCAA championships that they've won, I think they won one in basketball not
Lenny
too long ago.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to say Maryland is, but Rutgers is going to be with the population base there. I would think that's going to be maybe a different look in things that we're, you know, you're looking at in the New York area and New Jersey and whatever. Yeah.
You know what? I think you hit it on the head in terms of what our percentages were. 56% said Maryland, 44% Rutgers. And if you probably put a percentage on what you were thinking, it probably would be about 56-44. So Maryland was the answer, 56% compared to 44%. Leading to what you were talking about earlier with soccer, and in fact, we're talking a little baseball. If a child is born today, heck, let's make it tomorrow, born on the 4th of July.
All right.
A child is born in America today, are they more likely to become a fan of baseball or soccer?
Well,
that's a loaded question,
well,
isn't it?
Tell you what, it really, there's a lot of, with your culture and et cetera. If you lived in my house, it's going to be baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you.
It depends
lived,
on the house. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I think both sports are going to be here for a while.
You know,
I think they're still going to be playing them.
And I kind of mentioned this yesterday. I don't think that it's, you can only love one sport. I think you can love them all. You know, so I think there's can be room in your heart for both baseball and soccer, but I do think that next generation, and that child isn't born yet, next generation is probably going to be more soccer than they are baseball.
You know, it seems to me when I look at this, when we look at students in school and even people in general, when they feel like their sport is maybe in the minority, they have to wear T-shirts and things to knock off the other ones.
Yeah.
And the people that, you know, are playing a higher level sport that's well respected, they usually don't have to wear that T-shirt.
Yeah.
To cut down the other ones, you know.
Yeah,
so
football guys aren't wearing a T-shirt that says, you know, our sport's more popular.
Yeah, and you know, I really enjoyed the World Cup. I really did. I enjoyed the World Cup. I enjoyed the World Cup more. I enjoyed watching the United States play Belgium. I enjoyed that game more than I would have watching Nebraska play Hofstra.
Yeah.
But in our state, Hofstra plays at Nebraska. There's 76,000 people, or now more than that,
yeah,
in the
90,
game. So,
yeah,
you know. So it's you know, and same thing with in Kearney. I mean, we had some soccer fans that were in some of the local establishments. But, hey, if Nebraska's on TV at 7 o'clock at night playing football in this state, I mean, those places are backed with way more than they were the soccer people.
Yeah, and the thing about soccer and the popularity they're experiencing right now is every 4 years there's a peak for the greatest soccer tournament on the planet, the World Cup, and then it wanes for the next 4 years, and then when it gets cranked up again, that's when the popularity comes back. So, again, I don't think it'll ever – football is always going to be king in this country, at least during my lifetime anyway. I don't think we're ever going to see that change, and I think soccer can get to that point where – it's like the NHL or maybe the NBA, you know, where I don't think it'll ever supplant or pass football, ever.
And, you know, if you're a fan, if you're just a fan of something, you know, like yesterday, for instance, the Kansas City Royal baseball game, Raul Ibanez, who played for the Yankees and came through really big time, and he pinch hit for A-Rod a couple times, you know, and with home runs and did some things well. And then, you know, he's 42 years old now, and they put him on waivers. The Royals picked him up, and he had a home run for the Royals yesterday. Oldest player to ever hit a home run for the Kansas City Royals, broke Hal McRae's record, 42 years old, did it yesterday. Now, how many people would know that? I mean, let's be honest about that, unless you really are a Kansas City Royal fan, or just a Major League Baseball fan. You know, so you're right about the popularity of sports. And I agree with one thing. I do appreciate that, what you said, and that is that there's a lot of different sports at a lot of different levels, and we can appreciate what these athletes are doing. You know, and you can be a fan of a lot of different sports.
Yeah, and you can love a lot of different ones as well. And I know our first guest, Paul Plinsky, does that, is in charge of a lot of programs at UNK. We're going to take a break here in a few moments and talk with Paul. But, you know, as you're getting ready for that, don't forget that Misco Sports in Ord, as we're getting ready for that fall season, they're under new ownership. So stop by and say hi to Steve, Jeremy, and Megan, the new owners, and ask about getting your Husker stuff for the season, as they are they're also carrying ASICS footwear for the entire family. They can get you equipped for whatever you need. You still need some stuff for the baseball season or the softball season, you can get that currently at Misco's. Obviously, you can get ready for the fall, whether you're going to be playing some fall soccer, perhaps, or football or volleyball. Come in and see the same great people that have been getting you equipped for the games for years at Misco's. Get ready for the games you play at Misco's in downtown Ord. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk with Paul Plinsky. We come back right after this.
Super Shine Auto Care. We clean the out of your car. It's our 30th anniversary, and to show our gratitude to our customers, we've lowered all our auto wash prices and are bringing back our unlimited car wash. For only $19.95 a month, you can keep your car super shine clean with our soft cloth auto wash. We hand scrub the bugs and hand dry your vehicle for that finished touch. Not only that, but you can use our vacuums for free when you wash your vehicle. Look for us online at supershineautocare.com.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly sunny skies today, high temperatures near 80, with winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance for thunderstorms moving in late, to low of 64. A high of 87 Friday. Right now, 66.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
I think it's a law if you don't play this song sometime this weekend, you can be deported. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think you have to play Lee Greenwood sometime this weekend. Otherwise, yeah, they ship you off to Canada. And no one wants that. I don't do this very often, though. I get you. Get you shut off there, Jim, but I did just there. Welcome back here to the Doug and Daddy Show, our 3rd of July. As we're getting ready, don't forget, tomorrow we will not have a show for you, but we'll have plenty of baseball on ESPN over the weekend as well. And don't forget, coverage of the World Cup will continue as well. Kind enough to join us to talk about how things are going here at UNK is the athletic director for the Lopers, Paul Polinsky. And Paul, it's great to have you back into the studio. It wasn't that long ago we kind of looked at how things were wrapped up for your first season as the athletic director. Now a very important time during the summer. It seems like a downtime for a lot of things, but summertime's pretty busy for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I started on September 1st, and I'm still not to a full calendar year.
Yep.
But, you know, people look at me and say, well, he's been here a year now. He should have figured it out good enough. And so, you know, we've also had people say, you know, gosh, you're in the summer. It's a great time to relax, you know, and enjoy the long days. And I'm thinking, no, it's quite the opposite, actually. And I feel like we have an obligation to really push hard this summer and get a lot of stuff done. And we're doing that, and our staff is really excited to bring back our student athletes. And they're coming in about a month and a half, and they're all going to be here. So we as administration better be ready, because we know our coaches and student athletes count on us to do a lot for them.
I know it's on top of the stack right now in your inbox is the renewals for season ticket sales. Talk a little bit about the process and how that's going so far.
Well, first off, on Monday, July 7th, the season tickets will become available for people to purchase. We have a staff that's assembled and ready to go. We are sending out all of our renewal requests to our season ticket holders, and of which we have about 700. And it's our goal to be able to capture those for the coming 2014-15 academic year. But we also want to go after some new people, and so we're going to start making some calls and trying to promote what we've got to offer. And, you know, as we looked at two sports in our sport module that have the most attendant games and also – you know, get the most visibility. It's quite honestly, it's football and men's basketball. And as we look at those two, we did some unique things this year. First, we separated the season ticket packages out from one another. So we just have a football season game ticket sale, and we have a basketball season ticket sale opportunity. And we felt like that was a good idea because it gives people variety. We also are national attendance leaders in women's volleyball, and so we offer that as a separate option through an Olympic sports pass. And then, of course, we have the runs of all sports pass that we do for individuals and families, and we think that's a great buy. For $350, people can attend over 90 UNK athletic events, and so we think that's a good deal for a family. But in either case, we have a great schedule coming up in football and basketball this year. In football, most notably, we have 6 home games. Every one of our games is scheduled at a time that doesn't necessarily conflict or compete with the Cornhuskers, and we think that'll help us. We've got, you know, we're starting off on September 4th at Northwest Missouri State, the defending national champs, but we return home on Thursday, September 11th, and we hope that we can draw a good crowd against Washburn. And then on September 20th, we host Missouri Southern State for our homecoming game. And, you know, in the midst of all of our games, we've got great activities going on. We have a variety of start times so that people can come if they have busy lifestyles. And then we hope to have a different product on the field in a lot of different ways. With new Under Armour uniforms, with different things we're doing with the band and the cheerleaders. And we're moving Rich Broderson up into the microphone public address. And he's just going to...
Well, better than the other guy. Better than the other guy. Let me just say.
Not at all. But I say that because he's done all the high school state championship games. He does any all-star game that's in the state. And people come to UNK and they're, you know, he's kind of the synonymous voice of the Lopers. And so that's a good thing for us to create that consistency. But we're also looking to utilize some skills that are in this room to be able to bolster our video presence and what we want to call Loper Vision. But we're in that infancy stages, as you know, but a lot of fun things going on. And so as we look to the fall, season tickets are a big push right now for July and August.
Yeah, Paul, this is Jim Langan here. I'm co-host every once in a while, so I'm not on here all the time. But about a year ago, you know, I made the comment that one of the things the new AD is going to have to recognize and deal with is the Nebraska legislature gives UNK, and at the time, and I'm going to just use a number and kind of round it up or down so it's an equal number something, but it's around $450,000, where the Missouri and the Kansas programs are getting around $1 million. Now, not every program was exactly the same. You know, some were $900,000, some were $1.1 million. But Oklahoma and Nebraska are kind of behind the eight ball on that. And tell us what you've done to increase that $450,000 to try to make that so we're getting closer to the Kansas and Missouri schools.
Well, as we put together the funding model for athletics, we're looking at season ticket sales, we're looking at game day tickets, we're looking at our corporate sponsorships. We add in there student fees that help us, and then, of course, the state support that we get. And, you know, the state support is primarily coming through and by way of the tuition that we have. And fortunately for next year, we look like we have an increase of about 2 to 3% in the enrollment for the incoming class. And that'll help the campus. There is no tuition increase for 2014-15. But as we look at all the funding sources that come in to help athletics, one is what we get from our students, the other one is that we get from the state. And so, you know, Chancellor Christensen has been a great partner with athletics and recently has been to the state, the Board of Regents, and has worked with our students on the campus to be able to help us get an increase so that we can become more of a service to our student athletes, but also be more sustainable. And, you know, as we travel to away competitions, as we feed our student athletes and we house them and we put them in uniforms and as we pay the coaches' salaries, you know, all that's a part of the puzzle. So, you know, the Chancellor's done a lot of good things to help us do some small increases that are manageable within the Board of Regents policy. And so we're feeling good about it right now, and we've made some steps there, and we hope to do it over the next 3 to 5 years. And that's what it's all about. You know, you can't do it overnight, so we got to do it just 1 year at a time and just keep chopping away.
Randy Bushcutter. Oh, go ahead, Jim.
No, the other thing, too, and I think it's very important, is like you say, you're trying to increase this too. You know, I felt like UNO a couple years ago, there was a trust issue there when all of a sudden the wrestlers are at the NCAA tournament and, hey, there's some players that had signed national letter of intent to go play college football at UNO. And all of a sudden, you know, just one day, they just, both programs, they go, hey, you know what? We've got rid of wrestling. There's no longer going to be a UNO football program. And do you foresee any of these cuts at UNK? Is there a possibility that some of these programs could be falling down? And if they are, is it going to be a, say, hey, this is going to happen now in 2016? I mean, we're not going to do this today. I mean, we're going to try to promise this, that this is what's going to go on. And then that trust issue is not there.
Well, Randy remembers this because I got hounded on this the first couple months on the job by these guys. And they said, what's...
Hounded? Hounded? I feel offended. Hounded.
Well, not necessarily. But
no, you were hounded.
They asked me point blank, who's on the chopping block? Who are you going to cut? And my first statement was, well, never once in my interview process or in meetings with anybody on campus did the conversation ever come up about cutting. Now, fortunately, we have a campus that's fiscally very sound, very frugal, does a nice job of distributing resources, and you know, I give the credit to Vice Chancellor Barbara Johnson. You know, she spends a lot of time reviewing the budgets and analyzing them before making decisions, and so that helps the campus to be solvent and to be able to help us sustain programs. The only thing we have going against this is we have 17 sport programs. A lot of the other schools we compete against have 12, 13. And so they're able to distribute their resources to some of the sports that you notice, you know, the footballs and the basketballs. And so we just have to do a bang-up job of trying to get in resources for those programs that cost us more money and try to continue to sustain those others that are doing, quite frankly, very well. But we just need to continue to give them the resources they need so they can do what they got to do, you know.
Jim Lang and Randy Bushcutter talking with Dr. Paul Plinsky, athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Obviously, we talked about ticket sales and a lot of money that's involved with that. Every athletic department, probably the greatest aspect of that athletic department is your staff. What sort of things are going, maybe staff upgrades, hiring, some new things going on in terms of that?
Well, we had a chance this spring to sit down with every one of our coaches and analyze how the seasons went and what we can do to improve for the next year. And we also did some analyzing of what we need for staff upgrades and improvements. And so, you know, one of the things that came out really, really fast, we lost our assistant women's basketball coach, Maya Johnson. She went to the College of Charleston to be an assistant coach. And so we elevated Megan Becker from a graduate assistant to an assistant coach. So that's been a good promotion for us. We've been in the midst of a search for an assistant baseball coach to help Coach Day out as his pitching coach. But we also figure we need to tie it with an event manager position. So it'll allow us to greet our teams, work with game officials, orchestrate the events that we're hosting, and be able to host more events from the outside. And so next week we're going to announce the hiring of a new assistant baseball coach and event manager. That's been a good one for us. Our assistant wrestling coach is now Dalton Jensen, and Dalton was a national champion for us, but he was a graduate assistant last year, and we were able to elevate him to the full-time capacity. So that's a great hire for Mark Bauer and his program. We also had a halftime strength and conditioning coach that helped John Larson. And so this year we're elevating him to full-time. So now we have two full-time strength and conditioning coaches, and there are not a lot of schools in our conference that have that. And I think Coach Morris will attest that we have to be bigger, faster, stronger if we want to compete in this league. And so Cale Holscher will really help us and help Coach Larson to be able to provide a great service to our student-athletes. And so that's a good one for us. And then we're in the midst of looking for a ticket manager so this person can start in August, but they'll resume the activities we've already started with ticket purchasing and season ticket packages, and then just take it to the next level and market it and promote it. And so we've had some real good moves there. And, you know, we were fortunate in November to hire Dusty Jura as our director of development to the foundation, and Hilke Brandon, who helps us with our corporate sponsorships. Those have been two huge hires for the athletic department. And it's really exciting for us because now we're able to take the talent of people and be able to bring the resources to the table to help the programs out. But these staffing additions will really help us and help us, you know, keep moving that dial so we can be moving up the standings in the conference.
And another thing people are going to notice right away, they walk into the stadium, besides the yellow goalposts, they're going to be kind of coming in. Prominent out there is going to be the Under Armour logo that's kind of approving around campus. And obviously that relationship with Under Armour, a well-known brand that really has a lot of gravitas to the young men and women that you're trying to recruit to bring them into UNK. Talk a little bit about that relationship you've been building with Under Armour.
Well, we initially signed with them back in February, but it's official July 1st. But they've been a tremendous partner so far, and not only a partner, but they've been somebody that's been a great friend of the program. And our student athletes love the Under Armour gear. It's state of the art. It's flashy. It looks good. You know, it's not going to be the stuff that you see on TV. We're going to be rather conservative, and we're going to pull in our uniforms, you know, the complement of the blue and the gold, because that's who we are, and we're not going to eliminate one color or the other. But later July, we'll unveil our new football uniforms. We have three sets that we purchased, so we have 27 different uniform combinations, and we'll bring out some exciting stuff there. But Under Armour is definitely a brand to be reckoned with on a lot of different levels. You see a lot of the PGA golfers using it now. They fully outfit Major League Baseball, and we feel like it's going to be a great sell for us in recruitment of student athletes, but also in just our brand and our visibility. And so we're using it to the fullest of our advantage, and it's helped us financially because they've given us a lot of complimentary goods that offset the cost of different things.
There's a lot of talk with the NCAA, you know, with Division I, unionization movement in Northwestern, a lot of things about student athletes' rights and them being taken care of when they're injured, and you know, even talk in the Final Four of Division I men's basketball that sometimes student athletes can't even afford to have supper that evening. What do you think is going to happen there overall, and how is that going to trickle down to Division II?
Well, in August, supposedly, the NCAA is going to come out with kind of a master plan here that's going on. But if you look at college athletics, the over 1,200 institutions, the largest division in college athletics is Division III. There's over 450 schools. And then Division II has got about 250, and then all the rest are in Division I. But Division I is a hodgepodge. You have institutions with budgets of $5 million, and you have institutions with budgets close to $125 million. And so the disparity is incredible. And so the NCAA has said, you know what, we've got five major conferences that compete in college athletics, and we're probably going to take those and separate them out because they have the money to support themselves. They have the money to pay student athletes. They want more flexibility, so let's give it to them. And so the NCAA is concocting a plan to figure out how to pay for that model that's going to work and how to afford, you know, paying student athletes. So the college football playoff is a good example of the revenue that they're going to have to pull in to use that. TV and media rights are the other one. But at the end of the day, you're going to have a lot of schools that don't have football or a lot of schools that are at a small level of football that are going to have to figure out how they're going to fund themselves but also create a championship. And so the theory is that they may look down into Division II and pull some of those programs up. Well, one good program, in fact, it's an outstanding program, Grand Valley State out of Michigan, wins the Director's Cup every year. They win the all-sports standings, and they just run away from it. And they've been a national power in football over the years with their coach now coaching Notre Dame.
Defeated UNK in volleyball when the national championship was here.
Okay, and so they've got a tremendous athletic department. I asked their athletic director if they were going to ever go Division I. He looked at me and he said, no, we're never going Division I. Why would we want to take a $9 million budget where we're top of the pile and go to Division I where we have to raise and get to $20 million to be able to operate annually, and we're going to be at the bottom of the barrel and as far as the competition is concerned? So he said, for us, it's not a good sell. So there's schools in our conference, though, that are probably going to look at it and be interested in it if they can get some revenue from the NCAA or from another source. And so it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. But I have a feeling that when all the dust is settled, Division 2 and 3 and the lower level of D1 will all kind of figure out where they stand, and we'll all move forward kind of uniformly. But the five super conferences are the ones that are trying to figure this all out.
it seems to me the five super conferences might be a division within Division One. Mm-hmm. And there was some talk a few years ago, Grand Valley State being part of that discussion, that you compare them, the amount of money they have, the amount of scholarships they can fund, and then compare them to, say, UNK. There is kind of a disparity. There was some talk a few years ago about even in Division II having kind of a division within a division. Is that a possibility in Division II down the road?
I think Division II is pretty set the way it is, and I also feel like a lot of the Division II schools feel like they belong where they are, and they call it life in the balance, and I think they've kind of settled on that. Some of the schools that we've thought would jump from Division II to I have turned back around and said, you know, we're happy in Division II. We have flexibility with our scholarships, we have modest budgets, you know, we can work with our means, but I think that at the end of the day, the five super conferences could theoretically become a Division IV, because nobody in Division III wants to go Division IV because it makes their school look bad. But Division I with the super conferences, they don't care, you know. So there's that concept that exists as a theory, but you know, we don't know yet, and we'll know more in August and in the future as things become unveiled to us.
Yeah, it continues to change and evolve this entire discussion.
No, and that is a great point about the super conferences, because, you know, you look at schools like a Villanova who used to play football at a different level, correct, but they played basketball at this level. Yeah. You know, right. You look at Creighton, you know, who doesn't even have field a football team.
Right.
You know, they're playing at this level. So they need to let these other schools make some decisions on their own with their football, and they need to be part of the basketball discussion, you know. So I agree with you totally that is probably the route needs to be taken. And there were some schools that were kind of left out that wanted to be part of it, like a TCU, mm-hmm, you know, who couldn't, you know, they're going, hey, where do we go? I mean, we'd like to be with the Big 12, but we really can't get in. If Nebraska goes Big 10, maybe they'll get us in here, you know. So there were some schools that were kind of, and there weren't many. There's only maybe 8 or 10 schools in the nation that couldn't quite get into the conference they wanted to be in, so they'd be a top dog at a smaller conference, and it just wasn't helping them because they're playing in seats, they're playing football games in front of 35,000 people, but they're in the top 10 in the nation, you know, and it's just not economical. They weren't making the money like in Minnesota and some of the schools that were not having that success. Still, we're getting a lot of benefits, yeah, from Michigan and Michigan State and Ohio State and getting, you know, their 22% check when they went into a bowl game and et cetera. So you're exactly correct. That is the number one factor, and I think they need to let these five conferences dictate some things on their own and where their money needs to go.
Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of all rolling around. What else? What else do we kind of leave out there that we didn't get covered?
Well, football reports on August 13th. But I'll tell you, if people are curious or if they want to come back and towards the end of August, we'll have a Loper luncheon that will kind of kick off the seasons and really have, you know, UNK athletics in addition to Kearney Catholic and Kearney High School involved. But people who want to come by our facilities, we're doing some major upgrades right now. We're real excited about it. In the Health and Sports Center, we're renovating men's and women's basketball locker rooms and the volleyball locker room. We're doing a bunch of painting and branding and trying to tell the story of the Loper and the history of UNK. And we think that venue plus Cope Stadium will look dramatically different this fall and will create some excitement for people in the community. And it's an opportunity for us not only to jump in the arms race, which is what we exist in college athletics,
yeah,
but a chance to give our student athletes a great prideful environment to play in, but also our fans to be excited about and enjoy as we enter a new academic year.
You know, every once in a while, you know, when we're talking the money, you'll look at a school that has to play like Nebraska in football, like a South Dakota State. Well, they know their chances of winning are very slim. I mean, they're going to go down there and compete as well as they can, but they're doing it for the $900,000 check. There were times, and before you got here, that the schedule was set up where the UNK football team actually had to do that too. It wasn't for the same amount of money, but they would have to play like at Portland State. And there was a school in California, I know they played one time, and they got about $25,000, I think, to play the away game. You know, are we looking at still doing that now, or is this something that you're trying to not do?
In the sport of football, we can't anymore because we have 11 conference games. So we're stuck, unfortunately. We'd like to get one of them broken off so we can play a non-conference and But the problem in football is that you risk injury, and especially when you play higher level schools. We are in the process of looking for exhibition games for basketball, however, and those can become money games for us and help us support the budget. So we're calling around to different Division I schools. We did play, the Cornhuskers this last year in men's women's basketball, and we're able to get a guarantee as a result of that. So that's beneficial, helps offset the budget.
Florida a couple years ago.
Correct. And it gets our student athletes in a big time environment. So those are things that we do a touch of here and there, but you're starting to see more and more Division I BCS schools, the high-level schools saying, we don't want to play those lower-level schools anymore. We want to play at a competitive level. And so those paydays are becoming more and more extinct as time moves along.
Yeah, and I think a couple years ago was Central Arkansas was kind of that next level up from Division II, and that was a money game for UNK as well. Paul, it's always good to see you, and kind of welcome to your first 4th of July in Central Nebraska. The big celebration's the 3rd in Kearney, and if you're big into fireworks, you can always go to Farner Park tomorrow. So, you can, if you're big into it, are you guys, those fireworks folks, or am I the pyromaniac in the room?
At 10 o'clock, I'm wishing the fireworks would stop, to be honest with you, because I'm trying to get a good night's sleep. But no, the 4th of July is a great day to celebrate, our independence and the fact that the United States of America is still the number one country in the world. But, I want to thank you, Randy, and thank you, Jim. It's great to meet you. But, Randy, we're looking forward to this, a great fall with you and changing and transitioning your role to be more of a media application to promote Loper Athletics to bigger and better things. And we see a lot of different opportunities for us in our athletic department to take that next step, and you're going to help carry us that way.
So. Yeah, we're looking to have football highlights and things like that online shortly after the game, and I get to do a little video again.
It's fun stuff for us, but happy 4th of July to each of you, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, Paul, it's always good to see you, and glad you could join us for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today, as Russ at Charter West National Bank offers all types of loans for you, the RHA, VA, RD, and even your conventional home loans for all the seniors, as well as the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Well, Doug didn't take the day off completely. Earlier, he was able to hook up with Heath over at Midway. Heath kind of filling in, and they're able to kind of talk about what's going on over at Midway this weekend. So here's Doug and Heath.
Well, we can't let Randy and Jim have all the fun here on this 3rd of July, where we are ready for the 4th of July, but 72-hour sales going on at the Midway Auto dealership, and Heath is pinch-hitting for Andy today, who's out buying punks and lighting stuff and getting the snakes all lit off and snaps. I'm sure he's into that kind of stuff.
I would not doubt it. Yeah, I could see him doing that.
Are you ready for the 4th?
I am absolutely ready, yeah.
Are you a firework guy? Or you go crazy on the fireworks, or do you just sit back and watch other people?
Not too bad. I kind of watch other people kind of do them themselves and just take advantage of them buying them all. Once in a while, I do get crazy and go out and spend a little money on them, though.
There's nothing wrong with having fun with fireworks. Be safe, everybody. But right now, 72-hour sale, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and he's here to tell us about some of the great deals going on between now and Monday.
Yeah, well, right now with Chevrolet, we've got 0% financing up to 72 months on all models except the Corvettes. So all 14 models, Chevrolet, 72 months, 0%. That's right, 0%, not 1.9, not 2.9, something totally different. Free money, 72 months, a huge, huge deal. So we're going to be there. And then also with qualifying credit, the 0% plus no payments through the summer, so 90 days without any payments on all these new vehicles.
What put you guys in such a good mood? what happened here?
General Motors has really stepped up the game here, and you're not going to find a deal like this anywhere on any kind of competitors as far as this. So you can come in, you get a new vehicle, no payments, you drive away, get you through the summer, 90 days from now, your first payment.
Folks, you can't do any better than that. As you said, this isn't something that happens every year. This isn't on the calendar that, hey, July is rolling around, this is what we do. You've always got the hassle-free pricing. You've always got the great deals. But when the manufacturers step up and say, hey, we've got something special, you want to make sure everybody knows about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild. Usually we get excited about even like 1.9% interest or 2.9. And now we bring out zero for the Independence Day sale, 72 hours. You just don't see it at all. It's a huge, huge, huge event on the new cars with the prices of them. So this is definitely something to get excited about and get out and look at these new options for you.
And, of course, you're open today. You're going to take the 4th of July off, but you're out there Saturday and everything kind of winds down on Monday.
Sure, yeah. So Monday we're there till 7 o'clock also, so hopefully you can make it in before then. But we're going to be there and make it as convenient as possible for you. So check out the website, thinkmidway.com. Get an appointment set up or to show up, whatever's easiest for you. We're there to make it convenient for you as a customer.
Yeah, you can check out the entire inventory, maybe have three or four or five, whatever your choice is, have them in mind, ready to go. Check out their Facebook page. They've got some great giveaways. We've got the Buffalo County Fair right around the corner here, so a lot going on. But right now, the 72-hour sale ends Monday. Heath, have a safe 4th of July, and then we'll see you back at work over the weekend.
Sounds great. You too.
Hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'll turn it back over to Randy and Jim. I got to go tee off. We'll see you guys in a minute.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell.
And welcome back to the Doug like and Daddy Show. Of course, we're wrapping up here things on the 3rd of July. No show tomorrow because of Independence Day and the 4th of July, which falls on a Friday this year, which is always great to have that turn into a nice three-day weekend. Doug's extending that weekend a little bit further. He's kind of pushing the envelope. And if you want to push the envelope for having a great 4th of July meal, well, you need to see the good folks over at Troutman's. So the 4th of July is right here, and it's not too late to get some quality foods for your picnic and your barbecue for tomorrow and even tonight. Fire up your grill and throw on their Troutman steaks, which is one of the best things you can do. Grab a steak. I mean, it's a holiday, folks. Enjoy yourself. Get a good quality steak from Troutman's. They have also all the condiments you'll need as well. They got some great seasonings that you can put on your steaks and rubs and that sort of thing, as well as quality beers and wines to wash it all down. Of course, if you're kind of more into the seafood, they've got some seafood. They'll be great for grilling as well. Certified Angus beef, custom meat selections. And, of course, the service is always friendly and personal. There's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase. Unlike those grocery store and meat departments, they'll get you all taken care of at Troutman's Quality Meats. And a nice that sounds like a pretty good place to stop on my way home.
Yeah, I miss
you know, it. Just get something. I need something for tonight because, you know, we'll grill and watch the 3rd of July fireworks not far from the house. We need something for tonight and then tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree. And what's your favorite 4th of July meal? If you had to pick one out right now and it was Troutman's, what would you have?
I do the steak. We get the steak, a nice succulent steak, and grab some beans and that sort of thing, and wash it down with a favorite beverage. I always like to get something imported for that. You know, that way I got American meal and nice German beer, you know, Chinese fireworks. I mean, come on. God bless America.
Yeah, there you go. That Chinese fireworks.
Honduran cigar. You know, it's all, it's got to be as eclectic as you can.
There you go. You've had it all. You got it all. There you go. Let's talk a little baseball. Let's go Major League Baseball. Did anybody surprise you that's leading? Is any of them surprised?
The Brewers. Part of it is because I'm a National League Central guy. I'm a Reds fan. I thought the Cardinals, Pirates, and Reds were going to do that three-way battle again this year. And instead, everybody's looking up the Brewers. I couldn't tell you four Brewers that are on their team anymore.
And, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays are the one, too. Just like you say, yeah, a lot of people would have thought maybe it was going to be Tampa Bay, Baltimore, maybe the Yankees, even the Red Sox, who were the World Series champions. And all of a sudden, you've got Toronto. So, you know, you've got two of those that maybe could have been in last place, and now all of a sudden are in first place. So you're exactly right. I think the Toronto and Milwaukee are the surprises. Detroit and Kansas City are battling, and I think that's what people expected. I think people thought maybe Oakland would be there in San Francisco. That Bay's got to be exciting for San Francisco and Oakland. They're both in first place. And then I think everybody thought that Atlanta and Washington would be in that two-team battle.
Yeah, the two tightest divisions, the National League East and the West, only separated by a half game. I think San Francisco and the Dodgers are going to be battling each other in the West all season long, as well as out in the East between Atlanta and Washington. And again, I'm just surprised in the Central that you've got the Brewers doing what they do. And Kansas City, they're 4.5 games back. They're 4 games over 500. And you take a look at the wild card, the Royals are on the outside looking in. They're 2.5 games behind both the L.A. Angels and, they're 3.5 behind the Angels, who have the lead at Seattle right now. I'm kind of surprised Seattle would be one of your wild card teams. I mean, I never saw that coming. I didn't think Seattle was going to be that good either. And they're not leading the division, but right now, if the season ended today, A, we'd be very disappointed, and B, Seattle would be one of the wild card teams.
Yeah, you know, and I've been liking Seattle because they've got one tremendous pitcher, let's be honest about that.
Yeah.
You know, so I've always kind of liked them, but the Toronto and Milwaukee definitely surprised me. Hey, you know what is kind of interesting about the Kansas City Royals, and I know we have some Royals fans out there, and if we don't, they have to listen to me anyway. We've got a captive audience right now. But the Royals, when they score four or plus runs, they're 38-5. When they score three runs or less, they're 7-34. Now, that's a heck of a stat. Now, let's be honest. I mean, you could say, hey, when they score zero runs,
we know that.
I mean, but I think that's a heck of a stat. It kind of tells you what their pitching's like.
It does.
Their pitching isn't great, but they're always keeping you in the ball game. So if you can get me four runs, when with our closers and our staff, hey, we're going to win some ball games. Now, if you expect me to hold them to two, we're not going to be able to do that very often. So that's basically what it's down to. And then, plus, if the bats can hit some of the better pitchers, you know, I mean, when they put a really good guy on the hill, the Royals are in trouble because they've scored one run, zero runs, too many times, and that you know, you can't play small ball and do that type of stuff.
I think the strength of the Royals pitching is its consistency, because they don't have that all-star. Well, they may have one or two that makes the team, but they don't have that really guy you go, I know this guy's going to get a win. They're the true ace of the staff. You got some guys that are very, very good, but you don't have that third or fourth starter that rolls out there, you know, every third or fourth day and go, geez, I hope we score seven because we're going to need it.
Because they're
very consistent, even with the bullpen as well.
I think you're right. And I'll tell you what, the Royals are, their pitching staff this year, if they said, okay, we're going to have a guy get a no-hitter this year, which guy's it going to be? You're going to go, let me think about that. You know, because, you know, Duffy came this close as anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he might have the worst record of any of the players, and maybe the highest ERA. I don't know if that for a fact, but I'm just saying it's a possibility with that. And, you know, they're very seldom the Royals even want him to go in after seven innings. with the two guys they got thrown in the eighth and the ninth, hey, we'll see after seven. Sorry, you've got a one-hitter going, but you can go sit down now. We got somebody else that we think is going to be able to close the deal.
Yeah, yeah. So the strength is their consistency, and don't forget, you can listen to Royals baseball all season long on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. As, again, the Royals were in first place not that long ago, went on a little schneid, and currently now still in pretty good shape, but, boy, getting past Detroit is going to be very, very tough. I think might be a lot more realistic to think they might get one of those wild cards. They're 4.5 games behind Detroit, and again, they're a lot closer to that wild card where they're only 2.5 games behind in that. And you know, so again, it's one of those things. You get a hot week, you're right where you want to be, and then play 500 ball the rest of the way. It just seems like if you can put together a 7-8 game winning streak, that might be about all you need to do to make the postseason anymore.
Yeah, then that might be, you might be right.
All right, it's time for us to kind of take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll continue, kind of wrap things up on the 3rd of July edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be right back.
Buzz's Marine is getting away from it all and bringing their showroom to you. Every year they set up shop at a different lake, and this year is no different. You only have one chance to see the Buzz's sales team this summer. Mark your calendars for July 12th and 13th at Lakeshore Marina on Johnson Lake. You don't want to miss this. Get low financing on their full line of boats powered by Yamaha Outboards. Check out their inventory and cruise the water before you buy. Let Yamaha Outboards power hours of fun July 12th and 13th. Go to buzzesmarine.com for details. We'll see you on the water.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack, USDA Choice Boneless Beef Ribeye Steaks, $8.99 a pound. Fairberry Brand 1-pound Hot Dogs, $3.78 a pound. 6-pound Box 16-count Char Patties, $19.95 each. All at Custom Pack in Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Horizon Recovery and Counseling Center presents Recovery in the Park Celebration on Friday, July 11th. Free barbecue with hamburgers and hot dogs at 6 p.m. at the Brickyard Park in Hastings. Free ice cream and a free concert presenting the band Forgiveness 490. Free will donations are appreciated. For more information, call 402-462-2066 or log on to reviveinc.org and come out and enjoy a great time of food and fellowship at Brickyard Park on Friday, July 11th.
It's coming fast. This year's premier summer concert series, the Adams County Fair Fest, July 16th through the 19th in Hastings. Check out this incredible lineup. The legendary Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Lee Bryce, the Casey Donahue Band with Aaron Watson, and Thomas Rhett. That's a ton of talent for one Fair Fest. Get tickets for this year's Adams County Fair Fest three ways at the Adams County Box Office in Hastings, online at AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com, or call 402-462-3247.
To the Doug and Daddy Show. I am a real nerd when it comes to this holiday. I've had some shows and things like that I kind of watch over the year. I'm a reformed history and political science teacher, so 3rd and 4th of July, I like it. There's a lot of really cool stuff that go on with that. Every year I try to watch the movie Gettysburg, at least a little bit of it, because that takes place over the 1st through the 3rd of July. That is how much of a nerd I am. That is my fun fact about it.
And
that's how much of a nerd I am.
You know, and the thing of it is when I look at Gettysburg and in the United States, I mean, I, I, I remember that was like the North and the South. So the South watched Gettysburg and the North watched Gettysburg.
Who are they rooting for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, on this deal. So, I mean, it's a lot easier for me when, you know, to watch something. The United States, you know, World War II was, I mean, that was, I'm really proud of what we did in World War II. If you look back at that, that is something that the United States did. And there was no controversy over what we did there. You know what I mean?
True bad guys.
That is, so I, you know, I watch a lot of the World War II, but you know, I like that. It doesn't have to be on the 4th of July. I feel good about that. November 10th, October 15th, any day I'm not rapping.
And I will. There will be a few things on the History Channel and stuff like that that deal with the American Revolution. I kind of like that as well. One thing about living in Nebraska is we don't have that close access to, you know, that those historical places, that history. You have to kind of go look for it a little bit. And I've over the years learned to really appreciate Great Plains history. But, you know, we don't have that great battle. You know, we don't have that battlefield site that we kind of go to. I went to Custer's Last Stand, his battlefield site up at Little Bighorn a few years back. And you know, that's in Montana. I mean, that's a long ways away from here. I think the closest that you kind of have that really kind of historical element that happened in Nebraska was out at Fort Robinson, where Crazy Horse was killed. I mean, we don't really have that one spot. I mean, Gerald Ford's birthplace is just a park. It's not even really his birthplace anymore. We kind of, you know what I mean? And I love this state, but we don't really have that element of history. You can't swing a dead cat in Virginia without hitting some sort of Civil War or a Revolutionary battlefield site.
Yeah, and are you, we go back to World War II, and I don't want to discuss this on the air real fast, but when you go back to World War II, it was, I mean, when you look back in history of what we did you know, it kind of saves a lot of people that were suffering a great deal.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for me, after what I know about history, to get excited about a battle that we won over the American Indian.
Yeah, you know,
I can't, you know, I'm just not going to go there, and I don't want to discuss it over there. But I'm just going to say that's why I think World War II is the war. And I mean, and don't get me wrong, they're all, anytime any soldier went and battle for the United States, you know, I'm proud of what he did and what he tried to do, you know, at that time. But, you know, when I look back at the history of it, you know, I'm there. So I just look at the World War II and think, whoa, was this something, you know, amazing that we did. And all those soldiers that competed all the time. But those movies, I guess, are the ones I enjoy watching the most.
Yeah, well, certainly here in Nebraska, our monuments are still walking around. They're, you know, your veterans' home, your veterans' hospital,
yes.
and around our community and everything. So certainly those are our memorials. Those are our monuments. And certainly want to thank them for all that they do in terms of helping us celebrate our birthday, our freedom, and our independence this weekend. So it's great to have that as well. You know, when you're out there and doing all that, when you think of lawn landscaping and try to enjoy the great outdoors, is actually the weather is going to be great this weekend, that you'll be able to do that, hit outside and enjoy your lawn and landscape. The only name you need to know if you want to make some improvements would be Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. Everything you need to know about that lawn looking great all year round, landscaping with your trees, the shrubs, the rocks, custom concrete edging, you can kind of build that outdoor area. Johnson Lawn and Landscape can get you all taken care of. That means they'll give you both that style and the functionality to get your new or existing landscaping looking the way you want it to. Imagine having a yard that looks like you spent hours on it when, in fact, it was done by Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Serving the Tri-Cities at NebraskaLandscape.com, or you can call 237-LAWN, 237-LAWN. Call them today and stop into their nursery located just beside Yellow Van on 6th Street in Kearney, proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work, making America the Beautiful just that much more beautiful. Johnson Lawn and Landscape. What are your plans for the 4th?
I'm going to go to Lincoln and watch baseball the 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's going to be my main plan. And you know, I'll have some downtime there, and I'll just find things to do in Lincoln with hopefully I'll be invited with some of the other parents, you know, with the baseball and kind of hang around them. That's kind of what you do
kind
when
of
you're
all American weekend, anyway.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's what I'll plan on doing, and I'll come back the 6th and probably mow a yard. about you? What have you guys got? Jeff, what are you doing? And Randy, what are you doing?
Well, I'll be in Kearney tonight, and then tomorrow we'll head up north to Antonio where I'm from, do the family thing. And then on Sunday is actually my 1-year wedding anniversary, so I'll be spending it with my wife there.
Well, that
busy weekend.
That will be fun. Are you going to go out to eat any place special, O'Neill, or you got any?
In O'Neill, probably the Chinese food up there is on an American weekend, but that's what they're known for. And Olive Garden is her favorite restaurant, but we went there.
Italian,
last
Chinese, hey, it's multicultural.
Island, so. Yeah, you're going to be umpiring, you say?
No, I was umpiring in Grand Island last night, so we stopped by Olive Garden when I was done, and that's her favorite restaurant. So, I mean, anything special I've already done for her, so it's been basically a big anniversary week for us.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I would not try to do this in 24 hours. This anniversary, I think that's a good time.
Especially for
July 1st to July 8th. Yeah. Be giving advice on this. Go ahead, Randy. How about you?
The family's around. We got baseball. We're at Grand Island and Hastings this weekend with baseball with Post 52 and do some fireworks with the neighbors and watching the city's fireworks here. And then we don't have plans for the 4th yet, but I'm sure it'll have a fuse on it somehow or another.
A fuse. There you go.
It'll have a fuse on it one way or another.
Well, Randy, I enjoyed the day, and I appreciated your comments about your favorite meal. I like that. So,
well, you got to enjoy, we are e pluribus unum, out of many one. So bring it all together for a great 4th of July. We certainly hope that everybody enjoys the 4th of July holiday weekend. Stay safe. Have a lot of fun. God bless America. And we want to certainly thank Paul Plinsky, athletic director at UNK, for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back again at it on Monday. Enjoy your long and hopefully safe holiday weekend. See you, everybody.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.